Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This episode is being released on Sunday, September 30th, 2018. Welcome to episode 54 of Amy Talks About Stuff. This podcast episode is my pre-talk material for my technical presentations project number 5, Enhancing a Technical Talk with the Internet, which is part of my attempt to wrap up my traditional education program in Toastmasters before the deadline. For some of you listening, this might be the first podcast episode you've ever listened to. If so, welcome. My goal with this project is to introduce you to this whole form of media. I'm also announcing this episode to my Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge friends, so hello to all of you, too. One of the requirements for this project is that I give my audience some material to review before I give my speech. The manual says that the project must include email communication to your fellow club members, asking them to read some material before your speech. This may be an attached document or the address of a website with text, video, or another form of communication. I decided to use one of my favorite forms of online communication, a podcast episode, to meet that requirement. When I came up with the title for this project, Unlocking the Mysteries of RSS Feeds, I was actually misremembering this audio clip from my earlier days of podcast listening, which I went back into old show archives and dug up just for this podcast episode.
The world is changed. I feel it in the internet. I feel it in the email. I smell it on the podosphere. Much that now is hidden, for most people cannot yet decipher RSS feeds.
That was a riff on one of the early trailers for the Lord of the Rings movies, recorded by an author by the name of Christiana Ellis, who was one of the early adopters of podcasting in general and podcasting novels in particular. In fact, it's because of her that I named my show Amy Talks About Stuff. Her first general-purpose podcast was named Christiana Talks About Stuff, and my own podcast is equally general-purpose. Anyway, to get to my main point of this episode, what exactly is an RSS feed, and why does it need to be deciphered? RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. It's the technology that makes it possible for a user to subscribe to the content published on a website, whether that content is text posts or audio files, and receive them almost as soon as the new content is published. An RSS feed is actually a simple text file filled with code that particular applications called feed readers can interpret and act upon. You can see the text file in a web browser by copying and pasting the feed address into the address bar, which I have just now done with the address to the feed on my personal website that this podcast is going out on. If you went to my website and clicked the play button in the topmost blog post to listen to this episode, you are streaming the file directly from my website. However, there's also a button at the top of the site that says Podcast Feeds, which you can click on to get to the links to the actual feeds themselves. If you have a podcatcher, which is the common name for feed reader programs that read podcast feeds, you can paste that feed address into a particular input window in the program to subscribe to my shows, and then whatever device that podcatcher is on will download future episodes automatically or whenever you refresh the feed. In the very earliest days of podcasting, that was the way it always worked. Subscribing to a podcast required either finding that address and setting up a subscription in your podcatcher like I just described, or clicking the Subscribe to Feed button on a website. That's what Christiana is referring to when she says that most people cannot yet decipher RSS feeds. At one point, not too long after the first podcast started, iTunes created a directory of podcast feeds that was and is searchable by title and topic, which continues to be the most popular podcast directory to this day, although it has split podcasts off into their own dedicated app on Apple iOS. The other two most popular apps for music, Spotify and Google Play Music, also have directories of podcasts now, and all three of those apps allow you to subscribe to podcasts that you've found by searching for them, probably, by touching a button. The RSS feed is still there in the background, but the directory is responsible for knowing the feed address, because the creator of the content submitted the feed address to the directory, so the end user never has to see it at all. I have yet to submit my personal podcast feed to any major directories, mostly because I don't have any good artwork for it. But every year I submit it to a different website, dogdaysofpodcasting.com. In the in-person presentation that I plan to give on Saturday, October 6th, I'll be telling you more about what that is and how it works. I'll also go into more detail about what goes into preparing and publishing a podcast, covering both the creative aspects and the technical aspects of the process, including why having good artwork is so important. For now, though, as my podcasting friend Clint always says, that's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.